Welcome to a VS Code helpful introduction to coding, period. My name is Lewis Wood. I have 35 years of programming experience, and my blindness is, in the past 10 years, crossed the threshold where need for screen readers and other things. Technology has really done good lately. And I'm here to give you a brief outline of what I do and how I can navigate code, how to navigate large amounts of code, a brief introduction to VS Code. This will not be a detailed introduction to VS Code. There are plenty of other videos and other things that will give you the details in the instructions, but I will do a brief introduction and show you that. Those just so you can follow what I'm doing. Now, for those that do not, that can see, that may find the screen reader a bit irritating, turn down the volume of one of the speakers and you'll find out that the screen reader is one ear and my speaking is in the other ear. And if you're lucky enough to be watching on YouTube, always feel free to press shift greater than to speed it up, or shift less than to slow it down. And you always got K to pause it. If you got a screen reader, you'll have to, of course, turn off your screen reader keys in order to get those things. My thing here is I want to make these videos short and sweet. So there's going to be a series of them in a playlist. So you can just go back and pick which one you want each time you want to go back to review. Okay, without further ado, here's a brief introduction to VS Code. You'll see it directly in front of you, and what I've got here.
Ubuntu. HTML dash layout open bracket WSL colon Ubuntu closing bracket dash Visual Studio Code. HTML dash layout open.
Okay, that's my project, HTML layout design. That's the name of the folder and the working folder and all that stuff. Okay, now. First thing you'll want to do when you're in there is you'll always want to open up a code, a program file. I made sure that this didn't open one up, so I'd have to do it from the beginning. But you do Control-Shift-E to go to the Explorer.
Control-Shift-E. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, period.
Okay. Now, can I move down?
Dot code closed to move through or expand items use the arrow keys, period.
Dot VS Code, you know, that's your settings for your Visual Studio.
Docs closed to move through or expand items.
I'm in
use
VS
the
Code,
keys,
Visual Studio Code.
Dot JIT ignore to move through or expand items.
Okay.
Docs closed to move through or expand items use the arrow.
Now
dot,
see,
JIT
if I go down here.
Fix.txt package dash lock package dot readme dot md
to move through or expand dot md.
Package fix doc b dot docs closed to move through or expand.
Okay, now this is a GitHub repository and I'm using GitHub pages for this thing, so I use it. You have to be in docs, so you have to do everything in the root.
Docs open 2 of 11.
Yeah, I've opened docs up by hitting the right arrow key, and now that I'm in the docs, now I can go down and I can open other files.
1. Assets. Closed. 1 of 15. To move through or expand
items,
use the arrow keys, period.
Here's one of the assets I've got.
Assets. Open. 2. CSS. Closed. Mm-hmm. 1 of 2. Images. Closed. To move
images.
Through or expand. 1. Components. Closed. 2 of 15. To data. Closed. To move
There's
through
data.
Or expand items, use the arrow keys, period.
Now see, I go to data.
Data. Open. 3 of 15.
And I go pick some data.
2. Color defaults. JSON. 1 of 9. To color names. JSON. To move through
See,
or expand items,
are JSON
keys,
files.
JSON. To move through or expand items, use the arrow company info.js. To move CSS var data.js. Finance.json. To move through or expand items, use menu data.js. Test.txt. Themes.json. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, enter. HTML dash layout open bracket WSL colon Ubuntu closing bracket dash Visual Studio Code. Quote.
Okay, now that's themes.json file. This is a JSON file. It's you'll notice the JSON file by with a
quote
curly
notes,
braces.
Quote, colon, quote, quote, current, quote, quote, notes, quote, colon, quote, all pre-dat, quote, title,
okay.
Quote, colon, quote, top, open brace.
Yep, so it's got an open brace at the top. If I go to the bottom.
Bottom, closing brace, closing brace, closing
there's
brace.
There's a closing brace.
Top, open brace.
Now, I'm using JAWS. You might be using NVDA. Now, in JAWS, they have some feature in NVDA. I can't remember what it is, but I think it's punctuation, they call it. But in JAWS, we can tell it how we want to pronounce things. Now, I've noticed that in some of the languages I had with vocalizers, they like to say left and right brace, and left and right bracket, and left and right parentheses. I prefer them to say opening braces and closing braces and stuff like that. So I chose that word for opening and closing braces by editing it. So I went to the opening brace and changed it to opening brace. Okay. So that's just a preference, and it's a good, helpful hint. So in your JAWS, there's a setting where you can do it. It's your dictionary manager.
JAWS dictionary manager. A dot 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 button to
See,
activate. Press space bar. Period. All.
I just hit JAWS D, and I got a dictionary manager, and I can pick what I want.
Escape.
Okay, and I can make it just for this app, this thing right here. So it doesn't do it for everything. Okay.
Alt F4. Themes dot save.
Okay, let's get back to VS Code. Here we are in VS Code. The next thing you'll want to know is, okay, we'll want to know how to get to an extension. Control Shift X.
Control Shift X. Search extensions in Marketplace Editor.
All
Type in text
right,
period.
you
Two
can type
extensions
in
found in
if you want to
AWS
do
or
a
colon lambda dash
search
install.
and you wanted to pull some type of extension. Then what you do is you hit Tab after you got a minute.
Local dash installed sec.
There's my local installed section.
AWS or colon Ubuntu dash.
I'm in WSL where I'm doing my execution, and so it tells what's installed from WSL
Recommended section button
and then
expanded to
recommended
activate. Press space
section.
bar period.
Okay, now I can go into any of these sections. All I gotta do is hit the tab key when I'm highlighting one of those sections and it will go into it.
W local dash installed section.
Okay, I'm back up at the local. I'm gonna go hit the tab key.
Extensions list box. To move to an item, press the
Now
arrow.
I got
Extension remote dash SSH remote dash SSH style dash JSX comma WSL comma 0.72.0 comma ES7 plus React slash Redux
See,
slash re
these are extensions that I am currently using for this project, okay? That I would be handy. Now, when you get to an extension that you're interested in or whatever, you can hit the application key
Applications, context menu. To navigate,
and you
press
get
up and down arrow.
options.
Enable, open, install another, uninstall, copy, seven, copy, extensions, sync this
See
extension
all the
chat, time of
different
12.
things, and you can synchronize it across. These are all VS Code. I'm not going into all the details on that.
Escape, leading menus, extensions
But
list box.
when you've tried to select an extension and you've picked it out of the uninstalled thing, in other words, stuff that me and Brett just search criteria, all it is when you got the extension highlight,
WS ES7 plus React slash Redux
you
slash
just
React
hit the
dash JS
tab
snippets comma
key
4.4
and
two bar button to activate press space bar
it will
period.
let you
ES7
it
plus
will
React
let you
slash Redux slash React
install
dot.
it, select the install. But I'm not doing that here, so we'll just go ahead and let's go back to where we were. We'll go to the terminal. That is the GRAW character, which is just to the left of the one key. It's just got a squiggly mark above it for those that can see. And what you do is you press Control GRAW.
Control graph, Lewis dash I9 dollar Lewis dash I9 dollar terminal one comma dash use control plus up arrow and control plus down arrow to navigate the terminal
I'm using
buffer.
Linux, so it's terminal there. So I can
L
do.
S enter Lewis dash I9 dollar LSPS dash config dot JS Docker dash compose.
Yeah, see, I just did an ls and it's just listing all the files, and I can do some of my git commands.
G I T space S T A T U S enter. Lewis dash I9 dollar git status on branch video changes not staged for commit colon open perennials quote git less file greater dot 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 quote to update what will be committed closing for an open perennials quote git.
See, I created a git thing called video just for this video. Just that way, anything that I mess with this in this code will just I can just delete the branch when I'm done. So I don't have to worry about it. Okay. And now when I do it, I can do a Control Shift Y.
Control Shift Y, themes dot syn dash HTML dash layout open bracket WSL colon Ubuntu closing bracket dash Visual Studio Code, debug console editor, type in text period.
See, Control Shift Y put me in the debug console thing. Now you can type your commands right here, but I can also do a shift. First, I can do a shift tab, and let's see what we already got. If you do a shift tab,
0. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys period.
whoops.
Toolbar, maximize panel size button. To move through or expand item, Control M. Pressing tab will now move focus to the next focusable.
Yeah, I press Control M, that it makes it move.
Debug console editor. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys period.
Okay, when you hear that expand items and everything after the debug console, when I did a shift tab, you can go down.
Debug console editor. Type in text period. To move through or expand. Debug console editor.
Now we'll type something in here.
MM space equals space 3 1. Enter. To move through or expand items, use debug console editor. Type in text period.
Oh, I probably don't have the debug console going. Let's see if I get it going.
F5. Debugging started period. Group address in search bar. Address in search bar edit. Localist call.
Okay, I've got debugging now going. What I did was I pressed F5 and launched the debugger, and it just pulled it up for me, and now I can get some actual text.
Control Shift Y. Debug console editor. Type in text period.
Okay.
To move through or expand items, use the arrow. Will it list items later? Found notes button. Help log colon depth. Help log colon. Help log colon layout ready to register.
Now those are all the console messages that my app just launched. This thing did. Now I can press the application key.
Applications. Clear console. 5 of 5.
And just clear the console.
Enter. Leaving menus. Debug console editor. Type in text period. Debug
and
console was clear.
Now I'm back at the where I can type something in inside the console because the tree is gone. The console tree. See, I go
M equals dash. Oh. Equals 3 1. Enter.
And now I can go shift tab.
To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys period. MM equals 31. To move 31.
See, and I go back
debug
to the console.
Editor. Type in text period.
Now I go
MM space
times
debug
four.
Enter. Debug console tree view 31 2 of 4 to move MM star 4 to move through or 124 to move
you
through.
See? It did it right there on there. So it's really
debug
handy when
editor.
You're trying
type
to practice certain things like you want to do. Let's say
quote suggest list box
quote
MM equals quote H E L L O
hello
space W O R L D.
Okay.
Quote.
And then I just want to do, let's say, a slice of it.
Period. S L I C E. Open paren.
And we'll get it from
4, 5.
Yeah, we just want 5.
5.
Okay.
Closing paren. Enter.
Now I'll go back over
debug
here.
Console tree view. Quote hello world quote dot slice open paren 5 closing paren. Apostrophe world apostrophe. To move through or expand
you
items,
see?
Use the arrow keys. Period.
I just did a slice, and basically that's sliced off the first 5 characters and gave me the end. Okay, this is handy when you want to check out certain types of functions and features and you want to make sure that they work. You can do it right here in the console. Very handy, and I can clear
applications.
It.
Clear console. Enter.
There
debug
you go.
Console was cleared. Leaving.
Okay, your next thing that you're going to always want is Control Shift M, which tells you your errors or your problems.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace. Period.
See. And you always want to hear that. That's your favorite thing.
Control Shift M. Themes dot syn editor. Type in text period.
See, now I'm in there. And now the thing about your keys, you'll find out real quickly as a beginner. You'll find out when you do a Control Shift Y.
Control Shift Y. Debug console editor. Type in text period.
Then you do a Control Shift Y again.
Control Shift Y. Themes dot syn editor. Type in text.
It sends you back. You do a Control Shift M.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace period.
And you do a Control Shift M again.
Control Shift M. Themes dot syn editor. Type
sends
in text
you back.
Period.
So when you repeat a particular item, it will send you back to the editor, okay? And that is a nice golden rule to know. Okay, that's enough for this video. So catch me in the next video where we will begin doing navigation inside an editor and navigate the code and how to get around real quickly and easily, okay? See you then.